See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Last year, my wife and I were driving out to Colorado for a little getaway, and as we were driving across the beautiful scenic byways of western Kansas, there are fields and fields and fields of these giant wind turbines. They put them out there because out there in western Kansas, the wind blows a lot, really hard. For a long time, it blows and blows. As we're driving out across western Kansas in the morning sunshine, something catches our eye over here. Out in this field, something is moving quickly on the wind. We both lean forward a little bit and strain our eyes to try to see what is this thing that seems to be racing toward the interstate, toward an intersection with our path. Why, I think that's a tumbleweed. Tumbleweed's a common vernacular for a series of plants that tend to grow in dry, arid climates. They grow fast into a bush anywhere between 2 and 5 feet high, and they die quickly. Their roots are very shallow. They don't have time to put down deep roots. They die, the whole bush turns dry and brittle, and then the wind snaps it off of its root system, and it begins to tumble and roll. It's how they spread their seeds. As they roll, pieces break off, and their seeds are spread along the path that they're thrown. We've all seen westerns where the characters arrive at a desolate, isolated, barren, abandoned town, and as they survey the landscape, a lonely tumbleweed blows across the scene just to illustrate what a lonely, out-of-the-way place they have arrived in. So my wife and I see this tumbleweed coming, and I immediately think of Francis. Didn't you hit a tumbleweed? He was down in the Southwest, driving on a trip with Wendy and with some friends, and a huge tumbleweed. It was like, what, 6 feet? It was gigantic. Rolled into his path and damaged his car. So immediately I think of that, and I was like, we need to avoid this tumbleweed. We need to not hit this tumbleweed at 80 miles an hour. But we're in traffic, and there's cars behind us, there's cars beside us. We can't necessarily make evasive maneuvers. And sure enough, a few seconds later, the wind rolls that tumbleweed right into our path, and we strike it. Now, luckily, Francis must have hit one that had just broken off, because it was heavy. It had some weight to it. Ours was light, because we hit it, and it bounced off like a beach ball and rolled back onto the shoulder. But I started to think of that this week, of that instance, when I read this scripture from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Sometimes I feel like that shrub in the desert. I put my trust in the wrong things. I believe too much in the strength of humanity. I believe too much in the strength of men and women. I hope too much that, you know, we can just do it on our own if we knuckle down. If we just try harder. Too often, I think I can pull myself up by my own bootstraps, dig deep, and make it happen. I don't need a hand up or a handout. I should be able to just do it. Of course, during these times of overcharged individualism, I fail to remember something critical. I am merely human. I am merely flesh. I am incomplete, flawed, wounded, unable to do it on my own because I am a sinner. And in these times when I've tried to just do it, to be the perfect husband or the perfect dad or the perfect minister or the perfect friend or husband or brother or son, in those times when I lose sight of who my strength and hope really are, I tend to fall pretty hard. My spirit feels dry and barren, and I feel myself tossed about by the winds of this world. I am defeated. I cannot do it all on my own. And I fall hard in this lesson each and every time, and I tumble around listlessly, searching for something to grab onto, something to grab a hold of, something greater than myself, something more. And then I read, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. I can't do it on my own. I can't save myself. I can't heal myself. I cannot complete myself because I put my trust in my own failed, sinful nature. I am a sinner, and I cannot do it on my own. But this scripture reminds us we do not have to. It is God that sets us free. It is God that heals our wounds. Our scripture from Matthew today, Jesus is walking among the crowds. He's teaching and he's healing. And it says many were healed. They were coming to him and power was coming out of him. It is God that fills in our missing pieces. And when we remember that and put our trust in God, put our trust in God's strength, in God's power, then we truly begin to grow, to send down our roots deep into the soil, to spread them wide like fingers, grabbing and gripping the earth so that when a dry wind comes a-blowing, we might sway a bit. But we don't fall. We don't break. We don't get tossed around. And it will come a blowing. Something always comes along to knock us over. When we think we are standing strong, something always comes along, a loss, a setback, a failure, a disappointment, grief or anger or sadness or fear. Something always comes along and makes that wind blow hard. Look at who Jesus chose to bless first in his Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are those who weep. Blessed are you when people hate you. Jesus knew there's a wind a-coming. There's a storm a-coming. Jesus knew that these would be the things that try us, that hit us hardest. These would be the things that bend us to the point of breaking. The storm comes as it always comes, and we sway and bend and creak. And when we have placed our trust in ourselves, in our own abilities, in our stick-to-itiveness, that is when we hear the root begin to crack. We break free and tumble along. But when we place our trust in God, when God is our trust, we don't break. We might bend till we touch the ground. This world might push us right to the brink of snapping, but we do not break. Our roots grown deep in God's grace and hope and love hold. It is not that the storm won't beat us. It is not that the storm won't scar us. It is not that the storm won't wreak its havoc upon us. But when we have placed that trust in God, those deep roots hold. And eventually the storm subsides. And the sun breaks through upon us again. And we find ourselves still rooted in something more than this world. Something more than the strength of man. Something more than the will of humanity. We find ourselves rooted in the will of God. How deep are your roots? There is a storm coming. A strong wind blowing in. How deep are your roots? When calamity and chaos and catastrophe strike, when the forces of this world prevail upon you like a strong gust, and they will, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it will come. You might be standing strong in your own ability, your own strength today. But a storm is coming. When it strikes, when the skies begin to darken, when the wind begins to howl, how deep are your roots? Will you break loose and tumble about like the tumble and tumble weeds tossed to and fro by the forces of this world, strewn about listlessly with no direction or hope? Or will you stand strong? Not because you are strong, but because you are weak and you know it. Not because you can do it on your own, but because you know you can't. Not because you did it yourself, but because you know whose you really are. There is a storm. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord.